the show today, we have
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing to address the country Thursday evening, making a pitch to voters for four more years in the White House. The president will speak on the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention, following his vice president, Mike Pence, who spoke Wednesday night and accepted his nomination to the Republican ticket for a second time. As racial unrest continues in cities across the United States, Vice President Pence told voters, "You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America." He added, "Their opponent, Joe Biden, is on the side of those who want to curb police funding." Biden has denied wanting to defund the police, but rather has said they are open to trimming police spending and using the savings for other community agencies to help curb crime. The former vice president accepted his nomination to the Democratic ticket last week at a similar virtual convention. Follow our coverage of the events on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura crashed ashore of the U.S.'s Gulf Coast early Thursday morning, making landfall in the U.S. state of Louisiana. Forecasters have warned the storm, which was initially a Category 4, could produce storm surge higher than a two-story house, and it's considered unsurvivable. Hurricane Laura rapidly weakened to a Category 2 storm Thursday morning as it moved inland. Looking at the U.S. stock market, Wall Street's main indexes rose on Thursday. At the same time, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell rolled out the U.S. Central Bank's aggressive new strategy to restore the U.S. to full unemployment and lift inflation. Under the new approach, the Fed will seek to achieve inflation averaging 2%. More stories for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's military is blaming U.S. troops for a collision between Russian and U.S. military vehicles in Syria's northeast. U.S. officials said Wednesday that a Russian vehicle sideswiped a light-armored U.S. military vehicle, injuring four Americans. At the same time, two Russian helicopters flew overhead, one as close as 20 meters from the U.S. vehicle. A U.S. National Security Council spokesman blamed the Russian military for unsafe and unprofessional actions that breached deconfliction protocols between the two countries. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement, General Valery Gerasimov, who is chief of the Russian military's general staff, had a phone call with General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, to discuss the incident. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday the Kremlin has set up a reserve police force to support Belarus's Alexander Lukashenko. Interfax news agency cited the president as saying it would not be deployed unless the unrest there got out of control. The comments triggered a response from Belarus's NATO member neighbor, Poland, which demanded Moscow withdraw any such plans to intervene. Coup leaders in Mali say they have released ousted President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita from detention. A junta spokesman made the statement on Thursday. The spokesman saying Keita has been returned to his home and added no other details. Keita resigned last week, hours after he was arrested by mutinous soldiers following months of political turmoil in the West African nation. His release has been a key demand of Mali's neighbors and international organizations, including the African Union and the European Union. The U.S. Justice Department will open a civil rights probe into the police shooting of a black man in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake was shot in the back Sunday, leaving him partially paralyzed from the waist down. He also has serious injuries to several of his internal organs. The Justice Department said in a statement, the probe will be handled by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in cooperation with Wisconsin state law enforcement investigators. As the investigation into Blake's shooting continues, police said a 17-year-old teenager was arrested in the state of Illinois in connection with the shooting deaths of two protesters late Tuesday night. Police say Kyle Rittenhouse fired shots during a third consecutive night of protests in Kenosha. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.